Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and it's Monday! Oh dear, you shouldn't be too downhearted. As it does mean, it's time to start a brand new week of Perfect 10! Yay! Oh yes, every day this week I will be here with 10 puzzles, 10 teasers, 10 questions to educate, to entertain, and of course to irritate the life out of you. There are 50 points in total available by the end of Friday, and it only takes a few minutes every day. So, how many points will you score this week? Let's find out. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes a day. Today is the 26th of February, and it was on this day in 1932 that the American singer-songwriter Johnny Cash was born. Cash learned to play the guitar when he was on military service in Germany in the early 1950s, and he went on to record a number of iconic songs. I mean, they're extraordinary, including A Boy Named Sue, I Walk the Line, and, of course, Ring of Fire. It's time to find out if you're on fire today, because here come your questions for Monday's Perfect 10. Question one, your starter for a Perfect 10, and we're starting with this. If 24H in a D means 24 hours in a day, what does 360D in a C mean? I think a lot of you know the answer to that. Think about the letters, think about the numbers, and try to solve the puzzle. Question two is our audio mystery. Hearsay. We call it hearsay anyway. Can you work out which 1976 UK number one song title is being alluded to in this audio mystery?
Farewell, Oz, Tin Man, Scarecrow, and Lion. And so long, you Lemony Lane. I'm going back to Kansas.
So, here's Say. Say what you hear. Which UK number one song title from 1976 was hidden in that? Question three, time for Carol Lateral Thinking, and today I have a code for you. A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3, all the way to Z equals 26, the letters of the alphabet given numbers. So, which TV show has the code 7, 12, 1, 4, 9, 1, 20, 15, 18, and 19? Crack that code, find the TV show. And remember, you can pause on Perfect 10. It isn't cheating. I think you may need to pause and rewind on that. Do so, and I will be here with the next question when you're ready. Moving on, question four, our memory round. Pay close attention to the following clip, and I'll ask you a related question. So listen carefully as we head to a pub quiz.
Here we go, everybody. It's time to find out who won this week's pub quiz here at the Dog and Duck. In last place, with 27 points, it is the appropriately named Village Idiots. In joint second to last place, we have the Know It Ales and Never Gonna Quiz You Up, who both achieved a score of 31. The scores are starting to go up now, and in fifth place with 37 points, it's the Quizzards of Oz. Time for the top four. And finishing fourth with 40 points, it's Whiskeypedia. In third, it is Quizzy McQuizface, who finished with a score of 42. This week's runner-up with 45 points is the A-Team. So that means that this week's winners, with a very impressive 48 points, is the Smartinis. Very well done. Please go to the bar to collect your prize of a £50 tab.
Here comes the question. What was the name of the team which finished fifth in the pub quiz? All the information was in the clip, but can you remember that particular piece of information to score a point? Questions 5, 6 and 7 are all part of a group we call the Frivolous, the Familiar and the Fun Rounds. Common knowledge questions about popular culture and the world around us. So here's question 5 and it's time for some football. In January 2024, which former England footballer was sacked as the manager of Birmingham City. Who do you think that could be? Remember, if you like what you hear, don't forget you can go back and you can listen to all of our previous episodes. And we have a lot of them. We now have over 200 Perfect 10 quizzes. So please do go and check them out wherever you get your podcasts. Here's question 6, and it's all about fashion. The fashion house Prada, P-R-A-D-A, was founded in which European country? Are you familiar with the brand Prada? Do you know the country where it was first formed? Question 7 now. Which real-life astronaut is played by Ryan Gosling in the 2018 film First Man? You might be able to work that one out based on the title of the movie, First Man. Question 8, and it's 2 in, 2 out time. This is where you need to change 2 letters in a word to create a new word. Which 2 letters can you change in the word thank, T-H-A-N-K, to make a type of sea creature? Swap those 2 letters and see if you can find the sea creature. Question 9 is, I know this, and today I have a Mystery Year Monday question for you. In which year did the first ever UK National Lottery draw take place? Do you remember it? Even if you don't, it's worth taking an educated guess. And here we are at our final question of the day, and it's time for the first anagram of the week. Which Summer Olympics sport is an anagram of my castings? My, M-Y, castings, C-A-S-T-I-N-G-S. Shuffle those letters. Find that sport for me, please. And there you have it. That's the first quiz of the week. Done and dusted. Goodness me. Well done for playing along and for getting your brain working on this fine Monday. Answers coming up. But before that, don't forget to follow or to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's podcast. And join the Perfect 10 family on social media by searching for @Perfect10Carol on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. But did you get a perfect 10 score to make this a perfect Monday? Let's find out, because here come the answers.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Question 1, we started with a little puzzle. If 24H in a D means 24 hours in a day, what does 360D in a C mean? And did you get it right? I think a lot of you probably will. It's 360 degrees in a circle. Of course there are. Question 2 was our hearsay round, and you were looking for a famous song hidden in this audio mystery.
Farewell, Oz. Tin Man, Scarecrow, and Lion. And so long, you Lemony Lane. I'm going back to Kansas.
What was the song? Did you get it right? The answer I was looking for was Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road by, of course, Sir Elton John. Question 3 was our Carol lateral thinking round, and today we were cracking codes. So in an alphabetical code where A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3, all the way to Z equals 26. Which TV show has the code 7, 12, 1, 4, 9, 1, 20, 15, 18, 19? The answer is, and it's back, Gladiators, G-L-A-D-I-A-T-O-R-S. Question 4 was on memory round, and we were at a pub quiz. I asked, what was the name of the team which finished 5th? And the answer was the Quizzards of Oz, which fits very nicely with our Goodbye Yellow Brick Road question. Wizard of Oz, obviously. Well done if you managed to remember that. Question 5, we moved into the 3Fs in January 2024. Which former England footballer was sacked as the manager of Birmingham City? And the answer is Wayne Rooney, who only held the position for 83 days. Making him the shortest serving manager in the club's 132-year history. Question 6, we got fashionable. The fashion house Prada was founded in which European country? And the answer is Italia. It was founded in Italy. In fact, it was founded in 1913 in Milan by Mario Prada. Question 7 was out of this world. Which real-life astronaut is played by Ryan Gosling in the 2018 film First Man? And the answer is Neil Armstrong. And as you probably guessed from the title, it tells the true story of the first successful moon landing. Question 8, and as always, it was time for two in, two out. So, which two letters can you change in the word thank to make a sea creature? Well, if you change the T to an S and the N to an R, you get a shark. S-H-A-R-K. Hopefully, that wasn't too tricky for a Monday. Question 9 was, I know this, but did you know it? In which year did the first ever UK national lottery draw take place? And the answer is 1994. The first draw took place on the 19th of November, and the winning numbers were 30, 3, 5, 44, 14, and 22. And the bonus ball was the number 10. 7 people shared the jackpot of £5.8 million. And finally, question 10 was my anagram question. I asked you, which Summer Olympics sport is an anagram of my castings? And the answer I was looking for was gymnastics. GYMNASTICS. So how did you do? Did you score a perfect 10? I hope so. Remember to subscribe to our podcast if you haven't already and follow us on social media at Perfect10Carol so you don't miss out on any of our bonus, often visual, questions. Thank you for playing today. I'll be back tomorrow with a whole new day of questions, brain teasers and puzzles. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/Perfect10 for more information.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.